This is the Light Goddess Podcast. I am Jude Hotep, the goddess astrologer and soul coach. If you are here, it is because you are divine feminine soulpreneur, and come hell or high water, you will root more love into this world. Let's get into it. I've helped hundreds of women heal past life shadow, trauma, and old wounds to reclaim their power, make more money, and make a big impact in this world. Through an astrology reading, you can clarify purpose, and it points the way to deeper self-love and deeper self-acceptance, so you can step into those higher echelons of confidence and make your wild, audacious dreams come true. I am doing astrological research right now, and as such, I'm giving this amazing opportunity for you to book a pick your price astrology reading. So my normal price is $297, but right now you can book a pick your price astrology reading and pay in between $55 and $297. Here's the thing, I invite you to pay as close to $297 as you can. The same amount of love and energy and time goes into it. And also pay what you honestly feel you can pay, anywhere between $55 and $297. So if you'd like to book this with me during this amazing opportunity, you can do that at thegoddessastrologer.com. That's thegoddessastrologer.com. Welcome back to the Light Goddess Podcast. I'm Jude Hotep, the Goddess Astrologer and Alchemical Initiatrix. I'm so excited to share this episode with you. We're going to talk about collective consciousness and evolution. I hope you're as excited as I am because I love this topic. I've also done a video about it on Light Goddess YouTube channel, so you can check it out over there. But let's dig in deep to evolution. So you know I'm a professional astrologer and a master soul coach. I've been doing, a metaphysician for 34 years, studying this deeply for 34 years, studying healing techniques that actually work. How do you heal trauma? I'm an emotions expert and so on. So what I do is I help women to heal past life, shadow trauma, old wounds, to make more money, to step into their greatest confidence, reclaiming their power, and to make their big impact. And one of the ways that we do this is by living our life by the stars and by the astrology. And so we're going to get into what's going on in the collective. All of us that are alive today, we have a Pluto placement somewhere in our natal birth chart. And that Pluto placement, from a evolutionary astrology perspective, is our soul. And it's also our wound and where all the trauma is. And when we look at that, because Pluto is a generational planet, meaning that everyone in 1985 will have the same almost Pluto placement. The years that Pluto changes signs, like it's doing now, like this year to 2023, some people born this year will have Pluto in Aquarius, and some people born this year will have Pluto in Capricorn. But by November of 2024, anybody born after that for about 20 years will have Pluto in Aquarius. So everyone born over a span of years will have Pluto in the same sign, except for those years where it's bordering and retrograding in and out of a sign. And so that's the exception. But you understand that Pluto's a generational planet, and so everybody born in a span of years will have Pluto in that same sign. So typically, astrologers don't really look at Pluto or your Neptune in by sign as much, but I do. And what we do look at is where the house is. What is the house placement of your Pluto and your Neptune, say? Because that's what it is about for you. That's telling you all about your past lives. What is the challenge and where's the trauma at in your life? All of the issues, where your soul is comfy and wants to continue doing the same patterns and the same things, and will go to that because it feels familiar, even if it's a hell. Even if it is a hell, your Pluto, your soul, your ego personality structure will keep gravitating towards the same types of experiences that feel familiar to that Pluto placement by house and sign. So everyone alive today has their natal Pluto. And you can think about it as our soul, and you can think about it as where we have trauma and wounds and issues. It's where we play out the same old thing. It's where we feel comfortable. It's often what we keep doing until we figure it out and we're provoked in some way. Now that you understand that, let's look at the Pluto polarity point. So many of you understand the North Node, South Node. This is a similar concept. Pluto is kind of similar to looking at it as a South Node in a manner of speaking. And our Pluto polarity point is kind of like how we would look at the North Node. But I go deeper. Like, everything I do is about soul, because you do not have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body, an ego, personality structure. Your soul took that body on, took that ego personality structure on for this lifetime around. So you have this beautiful identity that's a vehicle for your soul to activate and actualize and heal and grow and evolve in this incarnation. It is this whole earthly plane existence thing is not about work, eat, entertainment, sleep. It is not. That's not what it is. So your Pluto polarity point, all it is the opposite sign and house of your natal Pluto. That's all it is. So you look at your natal birth chart, or you get an astrologer to do it, and you see what your natal Pluto is. Say you're the Pluto Scorpio generation, and it's in the 10th house. Well, then your Pluto polarity point is going to be Taurus in the 4th house. Really, really simple stuff. If your Pluto's in the 7th house, then your Pluto polarity point is going to be in the 1st house. If your Pluto is in the 6th house, then your Pluto polarity point is going to be the 12th house. And so that's going to be your evolutionary intention. Your Pluto polarity point, house and sign, is your evolutionary intention. Remember, the 12, there's less 12 signs and more 6 consciousnesses with the polarity on either side. Aries, Libra, Taurus, Scorpio, Gemini, Sag, Cancer, Capricorn, Leo, Aquarius, and Virgo, Pisces. And so the Pluto polarity point, whatever your Pluto is going to be the opposite sign of your Pluto. And everyone alive today has Pluto either in Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, or Sagittarius. And then, yes, of course, there's the Capricorn and now Aquarius people being born, but they're so young, they're not impacting the world, not in a great way and not en masse. Like, yes, this random young child over here started a business and is this crazy, you know, amazing human that's doing massive change on the planet. But that's the exception that proves the rule. So we're only going to go to the Sagittarius generation. In the years to come, we can talk about the Pluto Capricorn generations and Pluto Aquarius generations, but it's not going to be for a while. The Pluto Sagittarius generation is only coming up to their Saturn return right now. And so we're talking about barely 30-year-olds. We're talking about the 20-somethings and younger. And so we want to look at the Pluto generations that are currently alive. So all the people that are alive and affecting the world are Cancer, Pluto Leo, Pluto Virgo, Pluto Libra, Pluto Scorpio, and Pluto Sagittarius. Now, since the Pluto Sagittarius generation is still coming up, they're not even out of their, you know, Saturn returns really that much yet, and or just barely there, and you know, they're 20s, early 30s, they're not really mature, haven't had a lot of life experience. Doesn't mean that, you know, people aren't amazing and doing amazing things and all of that. People are, but let's just set them aside for a while. Let's set aside the Pluto Cancer generation, because we're talking about 80-somethings and we're talking about like 84 years and up. You know, we're talking about people who are in their 80s and up. And so that generation also is not having a massive big effect on the world in a large way. So we're going to set them aside. So then let's look at the Pluto, Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio generations right now. Those are the four generations, particularly Virgo through Scorpio, who are massively affecting the world. That is the collective that is changing the world right now. That is the collective who is shifting and altering the world that we live in, who is healing and are the healers, who are doing the inner work and who are helping others, who are guiding the way, being the example, who are working with their brain and all the thoughts in their brain to choose their beliefs and purpose, to choose the beliefs that allow them to live the wild, audacious lives, not have all of the escapism patterns, to create the dreams that they really want, to have the life they really desire, to heal the relationship problems, to have amazing relationships, to stop being so defensive, to deal with the inferiority issues, to claim greater confidence and greater money. This is the generation that's massively affecting the world. This is a generation, all of us in the collective, who is leading humanity's rise out of 3D consciousness, the programming, all of the viral thought forms and programming of the industrial fascists and of the narcissists, psychopaths, and sociopaths who have been running the patriarchal dominator culture model of society and culture for 5,000 years, suppressing women, suppressing people of all different colors and races and backgrounds and demographics and gender and all of it. So this is our collective. Pluto, and I don't want to leave Pluto Leo out, so let's include Pluto Leo generation. But I will tell you, I think it's Pluto, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio is making the biggest impact right now. And Sagittarius is happening. Definitely there's 20-somethings and early 30-somethings doing massive big things. And we can't discount the Pluto Leo generation. So if we look at these generations, all of us, that's who's alive on the planet today. If you're alive on the planet today, you've got Pluto and Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, or Sagittarius. And I'm going to go through that in a moment, but this means that all of us collectively have our Pluto polarity point. Remember, this is kind of like our North Star. This is the whole purpose of being incarnated. If we look at the birth chart, we never, as an astrologer, I never take one point out of the birth chart and say, this is the thing to talk about. But also to understand and work with your chart and to massively get amazing, beautiful insights, you can take your Sirius out and look at it by house and sign and get massive information and really have some epiphanies and insights and shifts. But when I look at your chart, the first thing is your Pluto polarity point. That's going to tell you what your evolutionary intent is for your life, house and sign. So what's the Pluto polarity point for everyone in the collective? The Pluto generations between Leo and Sag. It's Aquarius, the opposite of Leo. It's Pisces, the opposite of Virgo. It's Aries, the opposite of Libra. Taurus, the opposite of Scorpio. And Gemini, the opposite of Sagittarius. So that means that from the Aquarius archetype to the Gemini archetype, that's our evolutionary intention. The collective that's alive today, our evolutionary intention is Aquarius through Gemini. And so let's just talk about what this means. When we look at the South Node, North Node, or our Pluto or Pluto polarity point, we never want to talk about like, oh, we're just going to leave the South Node behind. We want to stop doing the South Node. We want to stop doing our Pluto. And we want to start doing the Pluto polarity point or the North Node. No, that's not really the way to look at it. The way to look at it is that actually, depending on how your Pluto and your nodes are, you know, you might actually need to be resolving the issues in your chart through your South Node. That's the case for me. You know, so it might not be your North Node that's actually your guiding light. And also with our Pluto, we don't want to leave our Pluto behind. We just want to evolve our Pluto. So as a collective, we're evolving Leo, we're evolving Virgo, Libra, Sagittarius, Scorpio and Sagittarius. So we're evolving these archetypes from to a higher evolutionary place by going to our Pluto polarity point, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, or Gemini, and taking that and integrating into this higher evolution, this higher frequency, this higher level of consciousness of the Leo through Sag. Does that make sense? I really hope this makes sense to you. Obviously, it takes knowing the signs. And this is what I teach everywhere in Light Goddess. So I teach this all over the podcast. I teach this in Light Goddess, which is a live monthly experience. I was calling it She Alchemy. I'm still playing around with whether it's going to be She Alchemy or Light Goddess, but I think it's really going to be Light Goddess, with She Alchemy being one of the programs within. But I'm in process with all of that. Basically, it's in beta. And so it starts in June. And this is where you can have hot seat soul coaching with me, really, really step into your empowerment. And I teach astrology because it's one of the ways that I help you to become the empowered woman who can finally rise. Because if you're empowered, you can have anything you want. If you heal, you can have anything you want. That is the answer. And that's what we do in Light Goddess. And that's what I do in one-to-one coaching with my clients. And with astrology, we clarify purpose and understand what we're doing, and you find your gifts. And that's what I do in astrology readings. And so everyone today in the collective is either a Pluto Leo through Sag, somewhere in there. You know, what's your Pluto? And then you know your Pluto polarity point is your North Star. That's your evolutionary intention. That as a soul, your intention to evolve your soul, which is what our soul is doing. Our soul, I'll tell you what, when my guides told me, I was asking them a question about soul mission, because this is this term, this basically spiritual speak term that's thrown out in the zeitgeist of the spiritual realms all the time, everywhere, right? And it's like, what the hell, you know, what the hell is this term? Like, it's just become meaningless. Is it useful? Obviously, everyone connects to different words and phrases differently. Maybe this is a phrase you love and it just makes so much sense and you really love it, and maybe it's not at all resonant. But I was asking my guides about this, and they were like, came back with the answer of like, you're not really necessarily getting to know what your soul's goal is. So they were answering the question from the perspective of my soul. And I almost think of like my soul out there in space, you know, and in interstellar space, like beyond our, you know, solar system, even past the heliosphere and the heliopause, and out there in interstellar space with all the interstellar wind hitting my soul, and my soul having like, you know, a whiteboard with its goals. And it's like, okay, this incarnation, we accomplished this. And then in this incarnation, I lived between these years in ancient Egypt, and I accomplished this. And now in this incarnation, we're accomplishing this. And this is what my overall goal is. This is basically the download that my guides gave me, that like, well, at this moment, you can't conceptualize what your soul's mission is. And so we're not really, it's not going to be useful to try to tell you and put it into words, because you can't really conceptualize it right now. A lot of times, my ability to conceptualize something, and this is for any channeler, so for you, that we, the more and more we grow in our ability to conceptualize, the more and more information we can download and understand. And so that's kind of where I left that. But I was like, whoa, I was just talking about me in this lifetime having a mission that I call soul mission, because I'm soulful, soul centered. Everything, you know, I look at everything from the soul's perspective. For me, if it's not meaningful, if it doesn't have this grander, greater meaning, then what the hell are we doing here? What's the point? Like, I'm not in the matrix. I'm not in the consensus or the status quo. You know, school, career, family, retirement, death, I can't do that. That's completely meaningless. And I never bought into that whole song and dance. I thought I had to play along with it for a little while to do what I really wanted to do in life. And that didn't work either. but I never bought into it. I always got it that was weird bullshit, and I don't understand why everybody else is so confused by it. you know, and that was part of my awakening journey and looking back and understanding myself through the lens of my current self with everything I understand now. And so I'm curious about your journey and how it's been for you in this realm. And feel free to go into the White Goddess Facebook group and comment on this. I'll start a thread there for this podcast episode there. And we can all have an amazing conversation. So please feel free to be in there. And if you haven't joined the White Goddess Facebook group yet, you do have to answer the questions to join. I won't chase you down to answer them. Facebook has a glitch, so you might have to go to the group and click on the button to try to get the questions to come up. Wish it would be fixed. I can't do anything about it. It's a Facebook glitchy thing. So we can have a conversation more in there. But so understanding, why does all this matter? Why does all this matter about the Pluto polarity point and the Pluto generations that are alive today? Because we want to stop doing the shadow of Pluto Leo, Pluto Virgo, Pluto Libra, Pluto Scorpio, and Pluto Sagittarius. And we want to elevate the consciousness of those archetypes within our own psyche soul and collectively. And our evolutionary intention of everyone collectively together is Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini. So then what the hell is Aquarius? It's the sacred activist. It's the humanitarian. Instead of out for self, Leo, and having all of the unhealthy pride issues, the egocentric, the narcissism, all of the unhealthy shadow Leo stuff, or the poor me syndrome, the victimhood, anything to get you to look at me, the individualism at the cost to everybody else, at the cost of humanity, not caring about humanity, just so self-centered, you know, just all the shadow aspects of all these signs. We want to take the Leo higher, because Leo, conscious Leo, is about the heart and vulnerability and the pure light streaming through. It's about that fixed creative self-actualization. Creative self-actualization. Understanding I matter and I have something to bring to the world. Where's your Leo? Do you understand that you matter and you have something to bring to the world? So we want to elevate our Leo as a collective by doing the humanitarian and bringing it to the humanitarian interests of all of humanity and the sacred activism, that Aquarius. Also, innovation and understanding individuation and liberation. That's the Aquarius too, that we want to individuate from all of these thought forms that have been in the astral field programming us, the industrial fascist programming, the programming of the consensus status quo culture, the programming of Hollywood, and all of the vested interests out there that try to control humanity and sheeple us around this way and that way to do things. We want to individuate Aquarius from all of that, decondition ourselves, deprogram ourselves. And then what is the Pisces archetype? The Pisces archetype is soul, unconditional love, creativity, flow, the feminine, the yin, the creative flow. Pisces is the sensitivity and the other dimensions and realms and Neptunian, the Neptunian higher, the connection to the all that is. And so with Pisces, we want to understand the higher purpose of everything, the meaningfulness of all of life, to be connected to that, you know, I am that I am, the Sanskrit saying, I am that I am, the all that is, the universal heart. And the creativity, the masterpiece that we're making of our own life and our own soul's journey through this incarnation this time around, our own lifetime, and also all the things within our life, making art of our business, understanding that business is about self-development and bringing value to the world that you then get paid for. Making art of your relationships and of your flow through life, day to day, moment to moment. Where are you at with that? And then what about Aries? I've been talking about Aries so much because we're coming into a nodal change this summer on July 18th, where the North Node will be in Aries. And so the Venus that rules the North Node right now, the Yin Taurus North Node, will be the ruler of the Yang Libra Air South Node come July 18th, and we're going to have 18 months of an assignment to emotionally learn Libra Aries. So I've been talking about this a lot, and we will be for 18 months. And it's like, have we really taken the opportunity to learn the Taurus Scorpio nodal axis? And we have, you know, we're at 3 degrees. And the Scorpio South Node is conjunct the Shapely Attractor, which is all about what's hidden behind the scenes. And it's about our greatness. And the and so we want to heal the Scorpio shadow, the Pluto-Scorpio generation, and we want to move to Taurus. So let's get back to Aries. Aries is all about being self-directed and autonomous, having a very clear I am. So many people want to give up their ego and merge into Source. And we've been trained, and along the years, a lot of spiritual training went down where it's like, oh, you're supposed to give up everything about your own individual, unique self and give it over to something higher and something bigger and all of this. No, we're in a body. We're, even our soul has some sort of ego structure to have a unique identity and purpose of itself. I don't know what terms or what conceptually to, you know, to think of that except in the way that I've already stated it. But there's nothing wrong with our ego. It's egocentric behavior. It's not our ego. Our ego is just a vehicle for our soul to act out everything in this earthly existence. It's our unique individual identity. And so having a clear identity, being assertive, owning your no and yes, that's all Aries stuff. If you have been people-pleasing and you've been doing the socially polite thing and I'll just say, oh, well, maybe in the future, instead of saying, no, I don't want to. Being assertive and saying, no, I don't want to, will feel like you're being aggressive because you've never been assertive. Because you've been passive aggressive or passive or meek and you know, wishy-washy and like, well, maybe I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or I don't want to deal with the conflict or I don't want to deal with their actions. When if you're one of those people that says, I don't want to deal with the conflict, realize that if you keep believing that anything that is not perfectly harmonious is conflict, that's the problem to begin with. That's the problem to begin with. Disharmony is not conflict. Those are not equal things. And to have harmony, you must have disharmony. Because there's no harmony without disharmony, because we live in a polarity-based universe. We live in an oppositional-based universe. That is the principle on which this universe operates. All universes, the James Webb Telescope, if you don't want to believe me, the James Webb Telescope has taken pictures of other universes. We live in a multiverse. Our universe operates on this particular principle. Other universes operate on different principles. And so with our universe, we're working as humanity to grow out of this duality through separation thing and do duality through unity and unity through diversity rather than homogenization and all doing the same thing. Word escapes me at the moment. So Aries. And then we have the Taurus, the opposite, you know, the evolutionary intention of the Pluto-Scorpio generation, Taurus, which is, you know, that generation, depending on the rest of their chart, it's not the easiest because Taurus is all about self-sufficiency and doing it oneself. It's all about understanding your own values, like how you are valuable yourself. It's all about like, how are you valuable yourself? What do you bring to the table? What are your innate talents, gifts, skills, which sometimes takes decades to figure out of your life to even know about yourself? And you may have had a growing up and then a past life structure where everybody's always telling you how you are nothing and bad and wrong and, you never get to shine. You never understand. You never have the mirror of people seeing your value to understand your value yourself. And you never go through or have the experiences or the certain setup of life experiences to figure it out on your own. And so you're in this muddled place of not even understanding that you have value at all. The Scorpio Pluto placement is where it's a lot of darkness in past lives. And it's this life is about redemption. This life is about the Taurus archetype of learning how to be self-sufficient upon one's own skills and talents, which means you got to figure out what the hell your skills and talents are, and you got to believe in yourself enough to do it. And there's no quick fix answer. There's no quick fix prescription. Actually have to just build and grow something, which is Taurus, which takes time. And it takes doing the actions, and it takes the labor of it. It takes the effort of it. It takes the consistent effort over time to build this business. It was consistent effort over time to build my handstand. It was consistent effort over time to build my knowledge as a coach and an astrologer and my skill set. Consistent effort over time. And so that's one of the things that the Pluto Scorpio generation has to learn, and that Taurus polarity point. And so that Taurus polarity point, we're trying to understand our values, own our value, love ourselves, self-love, have abundance, have an expanded different view about money and abundance, and heal our money issues, Taurus, and be self-sufficient and not and understand survival in different ways, because Taurus is about survival. But mostly when we think about survival, we think of like trauma, and we think of a fear and scarcity, and we think of lack. We think of being out exposed. But do you think about survival as possibly understanding that survival of my soul means I need to feed my joy, my heart, my light. I need to have an open, healed heart. And whatever's standing in the way of that, that's part of my survival, is to heal that, because that's standing in my way. That's blocking me. That's limiting me from my wild, audacious dreams. So that's the expanded view of Taurus, and why Taurus can be so much about like the possessions and the material items and the things we want and that sort of thing, because it's like, how do you express your value? And then we have Gemini, and Gemini is about embracing all of the different areas of life, all of the different experiences of life. It's about diversity, and it's about adaptability, and it's a nonconformist. It's about nonconformity. And it's meant to raise that Sag energy out of the shadow of, I know it, I know it all, I know the truth, and this is the way to do it, and this is the only way to do it. You know, and that Sag superiority, you're dumb, you don't get it, you're an idiot. You know, all that Sag superiority bullshit. And to raise that Sag archetype to what the beauty of Sagittarius, which is the higher natural truths, which is the gypsy, the adventurer, the expansive depth and breadth and expertise in topics and areas and swaths of life. And the openness, you know, Sagittarius is about travel and adventure and expanded consciousness and openness. Mark Twain said that travel is fatal to ignorance. That is the motto. That should be the motto of Sag. You know, that we don't want to have the Sag dogmatism. Ugh, I can't say that word. But that we don't want to have that dogmaticness of the Sag or the superiority of the Sag and all of that. And we want to embrace the Gemini aspect, which is curiosity and connectedness, and it's youthful energy, and it's fun and excited, and it wants to talk and communicate, and just wants to share ideas and work ideas out and talk ideas out and try on ideas and try them all out. It doesn't have to know. It's okay with not knowing. Or it's okay with knowing a lot, which Gemini energy often knows way more than everybody else, but it doesn't need to prove it to everybody like the Sag shadow. It doesn't need everybody to know, I'm the expert in this. I'm the one on top. I'm the king. It's just this fun. Hey, let's share these ideas. Let's talk this matter out. Let's, oh, you think that? Oh, I think this. It's very tangential and wanting to explore topics and ideas and explore swaths and embrace all the different experiences of life, which helps Sag shadow shake out of that shadow to come back to the whole. Travel is fatal to ignorance because travel expands and broadens our horizons, to use an old phrase. It's like why you did a liberal arts degree. It's why you like traveled abroad. It's why you studied abroad. It's why you go study and see other cultures and go to other cities and countries and states. It's because we get out of our boxes and our limited views and our stagnated places. And so the collective right now is elevating the archetypes of Leo and Virgo and Libra and Sagittarius and Scorpio. And we have the evolutionary intent to deeply invoke, activate Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini. The conscious expression of these archetypes. And we are learning and healing the shadow expressions of the archetypes of the Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, and Sag. We're healing the shadow of those archetypes. That's what we're doing as a collective. And we are collectively activating and invoking the conscious expression of Aquarius and Pisces and Aries and Taurus and Gemini. And so I hope this gives you an amazing lens to look at life through and what we're doing. This time of the great healing, this time where we're having a narcissistic revolution on the planet and everyone's waking up from the narcissists and the psychopaths and sociopaths in our lives. The definition of sociopaths are those without feelings and emotions, and to train you to try to be the same way. And psychopaths are malicious intent to harm. And narcissists have, it's massively problematic if you don't understand narcissistic personality disorder. It's everywhere out there. We have a healing revolution happening on the planet. We're getting reconnected to our bodies and understanding Taurus about embodiment, actually being in our body since we're in a soul in a body incarnated on Earth. Actually being in our body and stop being in the head, just this like balloon head floating around completely disembodied from our body, disconnected from our body, disconnected from our intuition, Taurus, from our instinctual nature, Aries, from all of the data and information, sensory data, energetic information from the dimensions, from everywhere, from other people, the psychic information that we're getting all of the time, Pisces, and being, you know, we want to start being the sacred activists and step up into our sacred activists, step up into our humanitarian, Aquarius, and embrace all the different areas of life, Gemini. Yes, we have had the moon in Cancer, and we have Venus in Cancer, and so yes, the moon is moving towards that Mars in Leo right now as this podcast will air this week. And so we want to be emotionally safe. You know, Cancer's about feeling emotionally safe. And also we don't want to conflate emotional safety for things that prevent us from growing and evolving. Because we're always working with all 12 archetypes. We're always working with all these 12 archetypes. And this is how we have a reclamation of our power and can keep growing in our empowerment and confidence, working with these archetypes in this deep way. If you love this, I really encourage you to think about signing up for Light Goddess. It is a monthly live experience where you will get coached by me. We'll have once a week coaching sessions, and I will be teaching how to heal, and I will be teaching you how to believe your way into your big, wild, audacious dreams. How to accomplish what you want. This is where empowered women rise. Also, please note that I'm doing pick your price astrology readings. This is so amazing. This is a limited time offering while I'm doing astrological research. So I really encourage you to take me up on this. You can book an astrology reading from between $55 and $297 on the goddessastrologer.com. And I really encourage you to take advantage of that and grab a gift for a friend. My normal reading price is $297, so I encourage you to pay close to that. And also, you can honestly pay what you really feel you can truly pay at this time. That's what it's there for. So jump on that. And I hope that this helps understand like what we're doing collectively, that we are working with these archetypes. Scorpio archetype is that intensity that we're trying to shed, and all of the psychodramas and the psychological complexities and the black and white thinking, the all or nothing thinking, and the very polarized thinking, rather than the gestalt of Pisces, rather than the simplicity of Taurus, the opposite polarity, and we're working through intuition. You know, the Scorpio is that darkness. It's a lot of shame. It's a lot of needing to heal. And it's, you know, it's the mafia, it's the underground, it's the out of bounds, it's the criminality, it's the murder, it's the psych, it's the abuse. That's the Scorpio shadow we're trying to heal. The sad shadow we're trying to heal is this religious control and the religious cults and all of the dogmatic control and the superiority and everything I already said about Sag. I know it all. And I'm the king on the top of the heap, and I know it, and you're dumb. You know, all of that sad shadow. The shadow in Libra that we're trying to heal is the codependency and the people-pleasing and the being kind and fair to everyone else except ourselves and not being assertive and not owning our no and yes and merging with other people and trying to be safe with other people instead of having your own unique identity, Aries, and your own unique I am and having a clear voice and a clear no and yes and a clear knowing what you want and being assertive and getting out of that social belonging politeness bullshit behavior that's not polite at all. It's actually manipulative and it's dysfunctional and it's unhealthy and it keeps you from your own empowerment. That's the Libra shadow which we're working to heal, and we're working to heal that Virgo shadow, which is all about just too tangible reality, not understanding that reality doesn't exist at all without Pisces spirit, soul, the all that is. The dimensions, the other realms, all the psychic data and information, all of that is what's animating the visible. The invisible is what's animating the invisible. The visible doesn't exist. The table, chair, the broom, the wall, the paint, the microphone, your desk, none of it exists without the intangible animating it. And so the Virgo has to come up out of it being so tangible, reality, analytical, analyzing everything to death, pulling everything apart into its all the separate pieces and being the self-sacrificer. And I got to do everything. I got to do it all. I got to do stuff for everybody, being the servant to everyone else. And analyzing, instead of being that Pisces flow and surrender to the co-creation and working with the higher dimensions and trusting spirit and trusting the energetic energies, trusting what you know intuitively, having that world be more primary than the tangible physical world. Because the tangible physical world is chewed gum. It's already what we manifested. All of the new is coming from the invisible, the Pisces realm. And so we're trying to heal that Virgo shadow and elevate it to the conscious Virgo. That is amazing. And then we have the Leo shadow that we're working to heal. The unhealthy pride, the egocentric, the megalomania, the narcissism, and or the like poor me syndrome. No one's looking at me, or thinking that everyone, the feed me grape syndrome. Like everything should just come to me and I should just be on top and everyone should love me and look at all my great talents and nobody loves me. You know, if you have a Leo South Node, that can be challenging because you're used to being in the limelight a lot of lifetimes. It can be another way too. This is not, you know, every single South Node Leo, but it's a very common South Node Leo thing is having it all lifetime after lifetime. And so in this life coming in, expecting that your great talents, and often people are very talented, should just automatically pay off and everyone should be, the light should all be shining on you, and it won't be, and it'll make you crazy. And Leo South Node people often keep going for that and keep going for that and never get it until they finally get it, until they finally do that Aquarius North Node, the humanitarian sacred activist, and finally do that Aquarius, and then they get everything that they want. And so it's doing it for something higher, for humanity, not for self. And so healing, But the thing is we have to have healthy pride. We have to have pride in ourselves. We have to know we matter. That's the healthy conscious Leo. So we're taking this archetype to the conscious place. It's the heart that is vulnerable, that can wear the heart in its sleeve and be vulnerable. It is powerful to be vulnerable, but how many can do that in this world without getting defensive or feeling inferior or feeling insecure? Or if you feel that way, do you have the way that you manage it and deal with it? Because that is the currency to all your dreams. And so we're doing that Aquarius for the collective, for something higher, for humanity, for humanity to evolve as a species into the fifth dimensional realms and out of this third dimension gravity well that's holding us back and stuck in thought forms and ideas and glamours that are that's Aeonian old. It's eons old. It's Aeonian aged bullshit and mass control and mass hypnosis. And controlling the human population from being liberated Aquarius, free Aquarius, individuated Aquarius, thinking for ourselves Aquarius, diverse Aquarius, innovative, and moving into the future Aquarius. So, such a powerful, powerful lens to look through. And I hope this episode has really expanded your consciousness and increased your frequency. I'm sending you so much love. There's so much more on Light Goddess YouTube. Check it out and go over to thegoddessastrologer.com to book a pick your price astrology reading during this limited time offering. And I'm sending you so much love until the next episode.